For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Loretta Nall reporting live from Alabama. We're glad to have you with us this week. It's been an extremely lively and fun-filled week on the campaign trail here in Alabama for me. Last week, I announced officially that I am running for governor, and oddly enough, the two most conservative news media outlets in Alabama were the first ones to carry the news release. On Tuesday, I appeared in Tallapoosa County Court to continue the appeals phase in my misdemeanor marijuana possession case. The case was delayed until the next session of the grand jury, which will likely be sometime in early 2006, and that would make it going on 4 years to resolve whether or not they found 87/100ths of a gram of marijuana in my home back in 2002. The local newspaper, which did not run my release, did show up at the courthouse for an interview. I'm very happy to report that they did a bang-up job getting the facts straight, and I got top billing on the front page. The article in my photo appeared right next to a photo of my D.C. Congressman Mike Rogers, whom I've lobbied many times and have been lied to by many times. I'm sure old Mike about had a coronary when he saw who he was sharing the front page with. NBC 13 News out of Birmingham included me in an online poll on their website, which asked the question, if the election were held today, who would you vote for? And guess what? It appears people would vote for me. Currently, I've beaten Governor Bob Riley. Roy, I have a direct line to God Almighty Moore, who was incidentally photographed autographing Bibles earlier this week, former Governor Don Siegelman, who this week told a newspaper that the prosecutors in his fraud case could kiss his ass, and Democratic hopeful and current Lieutenant Governor Lucy Bagley. Now, online polls aren't scientific, as we all know, but I dare say I may have found that 75% of the Alabama population who chooses not to vote in any given election. On Friday, I was a guest on Montgomery's top-rated morning show to discuss my campaign and vision for Alabama. Most callers were in agreement with me, others were not, and at the end, Republican Dick Brubaker, who is a high-ranking member of the Alabama legislature, even took time out of his busy day to call in and try to counter my claims of damage done by drug prohibition. He said it isn't an issue that strikes close to home, nor one that concerns the average Alabamian. I reminded him that Alabama has around 30,000 prisoners in a prison system built for 12,000, many of those for nonviolent drug offenses, and I would dare say that that makes it an issue that strikes close to home. Out! How could he have forgotten that one, seeing as he's on the House Judiciary Committee and all? You can listen to that show at my website, nallforgovernor.com. Anywho, crazy as it may sound, I think I have a shot at riding a wave of discontent and political backlash into the governor's mansion in Alabama. But even if I lose the race, I will still have made progress in my great home state of Alabama, and that is winning, too. Y'all please check out nallforgovernor.com, and if you're an American who cares about this issue, please consider supporting this endeavor in whatever way you can. Until next time, y'all be safe and stay out of jail.
I just checked Loretta's NBC poll, and she's leading with 25% of the vote against her next competitor, Lucy Baxley, current lieutenant, and Judge Roy Moore has 15%. Becker, 420 Drug War News.